Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Cause I'm the greatest, ain't no hating, I'm the best. Hey, you want your shot? Well, I guess you wait till next year. I'm at the top, get respect while I get fit. Who got a problem, huh?
NXT Battleground comes to Lowell, Massachusetts, Sunday, May 28th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale right now at Songus Center website. Mike Riley is here. Say hello to the people, Mike Riley.
Hello, people.
But more importantly than Mike Riley being here, our guest at this time was the final NXT Cruiserweight Champion, a former two-time NXT North American Champion. He did what he needed to do to beat Bron Breakker at NXT Stand and Deliver to become the NXT Champion. He is him. And he is Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo, welcome to the Sports
Yo,
Hub.
Yo. Yeah. What's up, boys? Good to be here.
We're good. We're happy to have you here. Yeah. Welcome home, Carmelo.
Welcome home. Feels like home.
He's actually home.
I am. Yeah, I'm good to be here, man.
Seriously. He's home. So for those who don't know, Carmelo Hayes, local. He's home. He is him. He is a product of Chaotic Wrestling, amongst other companies, Northeast Wrestling, Chaotic.
Yep.
How was your time here in Chaotic, kind of working through the New England wrestling scene?
My time here, it's different now because I made it to where I wanted to go. So if you had asked me when I was going through it, it'd be a different answer. But it was a great learning experience, I'll say that. I learned a lot at Chaotic, a lot of fundamental type of things that set me up for everything I'm experiencing now in WWE. That's the one thing that I got to give credit to Chaotic for, as far as with promos and backstage things and a lot of format things that are very similar to what WWE does. So when I came here, I almost felt a little bit more comfortable because I'd had that experience doing a lot of the same things I'm doing now. So I owe Chaotic a lot to help him set me up for success here in WWE.
Carmelo, can you give everyone the origin of the I Am Him? Can you do that? Tell everyone about that.
Yeah. So when I initially got on the scene, I started with Mello Don't Miss.
Yep.
That was kind of like that got me off the ground. And then I had won the North American Championship. And my whole logic behind that was a championship that was the A championship. So I had kind of pushed that agenda that I was the A champion. Once I lost that championship, I became what a championship needs. So I started to push that agenda. And then after losing that again for the second time, it was a one of one. And then moving forward, it became I'm the next guy in line. I'm the final stop. I'm him. Like, if there's any questions as to who's next up, if there's any questions as to who the guy is in NXT, it's me. I'm him. So it goes so much deeper than just a catchphrase. It goes, you know, as my body of work. If you're looking at somebody, you know, hey, you ever watch NXT? Yeah, you got to watch Carmelo Hayes. He's him. And that tells you all you need to know. That's the guy, especially in pop culture and sports culture today. You guys would know you call yourself him when you achieve something great. You know, you do something awesome. And you're him. And that's everything that I've done in NXT. You know, that makes me him.
Jason Tatum was him on Sunday for Game 7 with the Celtics, but he didn't do it last night. Maybe Friday night.
Long way to go.
Something Friday night. More on that later. You'll be defending the NXT Championship against Bron Breakker at Battleground in Lowell. Tickets at Songus Center website. It feels like Bron has kind of turned up his aggression level now that he's lost the championship. How do you counteract that?
I don't think there's a counteracting that needs to be done because I think what I was doing is working to get, you know, I beat him for that championship.
You
think
did.
People forget that, man. People think, man, this new Bron Breakker is great. But People forget that I'm one of the very few people that have ever beaten Bron Breakker, regardless of how it was done. You know, it was still done. So, you know, I applaud Braun for finding himself. And, you know, now that he can say, you know, screw the fans and you guys all turned on me and I'm going to turn on you. You know, that's cool. You know, that's cool. But being a champion, it's about defending the championship successfully. And that's something that he didn't do in L.A. So, you know, the question now, I think, becomes who's the better man? Who's really number one? And I think that, like I said previously about this championship and Braun and my situation, is it's not about the championship anymore in his eyes. So it's not about the championship in my eyes anymore. It's about proving that I deserve the spot that I have, which is that number one spot.
So, Carmelo, I'm all for do what it takes, whatever it takes to win.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat, never get caught. And that's the key to most successful things, I think.
Is that Bobby Heenan?
No, that's Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, it was Jesse.
I'm
okay,
sorry,
yeah.
Governor Ventura.
Yeah, get that right. That. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so Bron Breakker is the challenger at Battleground in Lowell. Songus Center Arena is where you want to get your tickets, songuscenter.com. Cody Rhodes has said publicly that you were a big part of his comeback and working at the NXT Performance Center. So Cody has also said publicly that he's worked with Wrestler X. He has access to his moveset. So my question to you is, do you have access to Cody Rhodes' moveset?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
So Cody, in an interview, he talked about working with Seth Rollins last year.
Yeah.
And he said, because I've wrestled Seth Rollins, I can use his moves. I can use all of his moves.
So do you know what he's
so
going
like
for
he's
next?
In a program right now with Brock Lesnar.
Uh-oh.
So he can use all of Brock's moves.
Is that
so if
thing?
You've worked with Cody Rhodes, you can use all of Cody's moves. Would you want to use Cody?
No, I have my own moves.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to open up your offensive arsenal.
I see where
you're
going with that. No, you threw me off. I thought he was saying that he can use my moves. Yeah. Right?
Well, so he could in the future use your moves.
I don't think he could do my moves like I could.
No.
This is the thing, is that if you guys work together, he feels like he can use your moves.
Oh, so I can hit Braun with the spear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's fair game.
He can do the springboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Springboard Carmelo cutter.
There it is. Actually, you know what? I would take, if I could do one of Cody's moves, I'd steal the Cody cutter. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool move.
What was it like helping Cody come back to form?
It was easy because I felt like he was already ready to go. I think he just had to, like, you know, like dot the I's and cross the T's and do everything as far as like medical clearance goes. But I learned more from him than he. That's why when people like, you help Cody, I was like, shoot, Cody helped me.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just cool to just build that bond with him and just pick his brain on a lot of things. And him and I, you know, we just wrestled around and we worked, you know, and it was like, it was a learning experience for me because I'm like, okay, well, this is like working with a top level guy. It feels like, and it feels good and it feels right. And it's like, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, I can't wait to get to this level with these guys because this is easy. I mean, yeah. You know, Cody's a phenomenal talent in his brain and I love the way he thinks. And he still to this day checks up on me and stays in touch and sees how
And so when we get to WrestleMania 41 and you've won the Royal Rumble and Cody's the champion.
Yeah.
You'll be challenging him, and you'll be beating him at WrestleMania 41 in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's Minneapolis.
That's
the rumor, huh?
Yeah,
41.
I definitely see myself going against Cody. I put it in the atmosphere, I think already, but I'll put it back in there. Him and I think would do great business together, and he's somebody that would push me to my limits as well.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
You talk about working with Cody Rhodes. When you got to WWE, was there one superstar that you were awestruck by? Like, oh boy, I'm a little nervous talking to him. Or she? Was there anyone that you looked up to potentially? Or
I don't want to say nerd, but like Shawn and Triple H, you know what I mean? Yeah. Those were the guys that I mean, not only were they Shawn Michaels and Triple H, it's, those are my bosses now.
Yeah.
So those were probably the two people that right away I was kind of like, oh my God, like, I don't know how to, you know, just, I don't know how to really communicate with them right off the bat, you know, and I wanted to. I just didn't know exactly how, and thankfully I was able to kind of form a little bit more of a relationship, working relationship.
And how is your relationship with Shawn and Triple H now?
Great. Now, I mean, me and Shawn, we talk regularly, and he's always coaching me on everything, and, you know, he's on top of it. You know what I mean? Same thing with whenever I see Hunter, always, you know, says something really cool. I mean, last time I saw him, he's like, man, you're killing it.
Nice.
And I was just so reassuring to hear because, thank you. It's so reassuring to hear because it's kind of like, man, okay, you're paying attention.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're watching what I'm doing. And he had said something like something really cool to me after my match Stand Deliver last year that I'll never forget. So, yeah, it's great.
That was the ladder match for the North American Championship, yeah, which you were criminally robbed of.
Yes, it was.
Shawn Michaels told Mike and I a few weeks ago, that interview's available in the archive, that you have unlimited potential.
Oh, yeah.
Where would you like to take that potential, Carmelo?
Since it's unlimited anywhere, really, I guess. I take a day at a time, man. And that's why, and this is something I learned from Shawn. I was so focused for a long time on trying to build a roof when I hadn't laid the foundation down yet, getting ahead of myself in a lot of ways. So now I think I'm at that point in my career where I'm maturing a little bit. You know, I'm still new to this in a sense, especially WWE. But right now I'm just trying to lay the bricks down. So I don't ever get ahead of myself like I used to when I first got here, where I was like, I want to do this, I want to do that. Like, you know what I mean? That sort of like immaturity, I'd say, in a lot of ways, because this is it's a marathon. You know what I mean? This is not a sprint. And I realize how quickly I elevated myself, and I don't want to ever, you know, take that for granted. So I realized, I'm like, you know what? Let me just continue to lay these bricks down, because this is far from the end for me.
And you're not even 30 years old.
No.
28. Yeah. Wow, amazing. So
that's rude to ask somebody their age, Mike.
Well, it's not a female. So yeah. That's cool. And hey, good for you, man. It's amazing. But you know what? We talk about NXT Battleground coming to Lowell, Massachusetts, right here in your own backyard, yeah, where you essentially grew up right here outside of Boston.
Right.
But a lineage of superstars throughout generations.
Yeah.
John Cena, Kofi Kingston, Triple H from New Hampshire, of course, Tommaso Ciampa,
Mercedes,
yep.
Biff Busey,
China. You're in that category now. And that's
the only sure thing in wrestling, Mark Sherman?
No. Mark Sherman, sure.
You know who I am.
Yeah. Eddie Edwards, all right? Yeah, yeah, put them all in there.
Matt Taven,
yeah.
Following the trend.
Yeah, put them all in.
Yeah.
Mike Bennett.
Maria,
you know,
Kanellis Bennett. Yeah.
Go down the list. I love it. But you're in that category here, and to follow their footsteps, what's it mean for you to come home and defend the NXT World Heavyweight Championship at NXT Battleground Sunday, May 20th, Saugus Center in Lowell, Massachusetts?
It feels very familiar. And I'll tell you why. Because leading up to me getting signed to WWE, I had you know, worked in this area for so many years, and I had won championships in this area. I'd won championships in Lowell. I've defended championships in Lowell. And same formula, you know what I mean? You show up and you show out and you perform to the best of your ability. And that's what got me signed. So, I mean, nothing's really changed. I feel very comfortable, especially being home. Everybody's been showing me so much love. You guys have been so great to me. And I expect that when we're at the Saugus Center in Lowell, that, you know, these fans, all the hard work I put in, you know, they're gonna give it right back to me. That amount of love that I showed them, they're going to show it right back. So I expect big things on next Sunday.
We want to, because you're one of us, and we want to see our own succeed.
That's
right.
Thank you.
Even if you were a bad guy, we'd still cheer you.
Absolutely.
Because you're from Boston.
Hometown
from the area.
Right.
And that's what we care about. So what was kind of your moment when you really became a fan and you really wanted to become a pro wrestler, become a sports entertainer?
Sure. Right off the end of like the Attitude Era, I remember wrestling was always on. You know what I mean? That was a very popular time in, I guess you could even say, pop culture. Wrestling was very, very popular. Like Stone Cold, The Rock, all those guys. I remember watching it and just being like, man, this is so cool. These guys are so cool, man. Like, these guys are freaking better than Superman, better than Batman. I'm like, these guys are awesome. And that was around the time when I was a kid where I'm like, you know what? I'd love to do this, like, if I could. And it just didn't seem attainable. Just because you're, you know, when you're a kid, it just seems like so far-fetched. And I had told the story a couple times about exactly how I got into it. But, you know, I had fallen out of love with wrestling. I'd kind of did my own thing, you know, it was in high school and stuff. And when I got out of high school, one of my buddies was like, yo, let's go try out at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. They had a one-day fantasy camp. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Mercedes did the same thing. So I tried out for there, and they were really high on me, and I ended up staying for a little bit, and a long bit. and then everything worked out the way it worked out. So, I mean, that was the first time around that time, but it all led to this, and that's, you know, the origin story of that.
Did you have a favorite match of all time growing up, and maybe was there ever one that you try to model your career after? Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't say model my career, no, but favorite match of all time, just for the now understanding what I understand, it's Rock and Hogan at WrestleMania 18.
Good one.
And I mean, there's so many more, of course, you know, like Shawn and Taker and everything, but it's the moments. There's so many great moments in that, and just knowing, like I said, knowing what I know now, watching that, listening to the crowd reaction, and just seeing like the level of professional that those guys were at that moment.
Right.
I was just like, wow, this is pro wrestling.
And past, present, future.
Yeah.
Who would be your dream match opponent?
Dream match opponent, and I'm not saying this because I'm close to him, but it would be Shawn Michaels. It truly would. You
nice.
Know what I mean? He was just, I see a lot of like my style with his style, I think would mesh great. Also, on top of that, Eddie Guerrero is another guy that I modeled my career after in a lot of ways.
Any stipulation to the match?
Like
Hell in a Cell, Iron Man.
Oh, God. I don't even
make
know.
Make him quit. Make him say I quit.
Yeah. Winner gets NXT match.
There you go. Okay.
We tried to get Shawn to tell us that he had one more match left.
No, he won't do that.
And he won't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He's like, oh, all these guys would have to care.
He could do it.
He chooses not to.
But he chooses not to.
So we got to figure out how much money. Mike and I, we'll start a GoFundMe page.
Absolutely.
We'll see how much money it'll take to get Shawn out of retirement to work with you.
Get the Venmo QR code going now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We want to see you do well. Are you kidding me? Like Shawn Michaels, Carmelo Hayes? Like,
I'm in.
That's WrestleMania 40 in Philly. We get it to happen. And then 41, you're beating Cody or Roman or whoever the champions are.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do us all a favor. When you get to Lowell, do not lose your smile.
Oh yeah. A couple people were making that joke to Shawn already.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, you guys got him too?
Yeah, we got him.
He probably was like,
I was in the building that night, that's why.
Oh, yeah. I was in the Memorial building.
Rock wins the Intercontinental Championship.
That was a good match.
Boos
Triple H, yeah.
And then, you know, Shawn hands over the title and loses his smile, and we're all like, what?
I still want to know the story behind that. I gotta ask him.
And we can tell you off the air.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
We'll get some stuff.
At the end of it, I asked him about Montreal. He's like, do you want to beat that one? No, I did it as a joke at the end.
He was cool about it. Yeah.
I just wanted to make him laugh. Shawn was great to talk to.
Yeah.
He went on for like, he gave like a 2-minute answer about how great you are.
Thank you guys for asking about me.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Hey,
of course.
You deserve it.
Yeah, because like I remember in real time hearing that WWE was scouting you heavily to go into their performance center. And I had the timeline messed up a little bit. I thought Shawn was already there, but Shawn had you on his radar, which is kind of what he admitted to us. And I guess you guys do these private, like, live events.
Yeah.
He said this on record, so I'm not giving away any trade secrets. But when he saw you do one of their private live events for NXT, it triggered him.
I remember that. Yeah.
And he was like, yep, I want to develop a relationship with Carmelo Hayes. And
I remember I was like, holy Shawn Michaels right there. I got to do good.
We did that, and he was on a Zoom call with us. I mean, more Mike than me. But
no, it was fun. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a local sports team preference? And I kind of asked this because my hope is at Battleground in Lowell, as we kind of wrap up here, you won't be wearing Lakers colors.
Man, if Celtics and Lakers go, I probably won't hear the end of it. If they make it to the finals and everybody's on me about it. I wore the Lakers stuff, obviously, because we were in L.A. and it just felt right, and I wanted to commemorate Kobe and everything, and that was kind of my journey on that. Big on Celtics, big on Patriots. Man, it just sucks not seeing Tom Brady as a QB for the Patriots. It's not the same, man. It's really not the same.
Yeah.
Even when Cam Newton was over here for a little bit, it felt a little bit like some hope, right?
Yeah.
And then now it's just kind of nothing against new guy. But
Mac Jones.
Nothing against the kid. You know, I mean, he's still new, but
he hates it here.
Does he hate it
here? Yeah, he hates it here.
Really? Well,
He hasn't said it on the record, but him and Belichick hate each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, then.
As an employee of the Kraft Group, I'm not saying a word.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You work for Jonathan.
I can't say nothing. No,
that's why when I said Brady, he said, He turned away.
So we might have to edit Mike out of this podcast so he doesn't lose his full-time job.
But yeah.
Great comment right there. Yeah.
Celtics, Patriots, Red Sox, Go Bees, all of that.
Favorite athlete growing up? Did you have one?
It was Brady.
It was Brady.
Yeah. Sounds right. Yeah, you're from around here and you don't say Tom Brady, you're an op.
You know who's not a favorite athlete around here is Bron Breakker.
Boo, Bron Breakker, boo. Right?
So, I mean, he's going to get booed out of the building in NXT Battleground.
He was getting booed out of the building in Orlando.
In Los Angeles. I mean, you won the title against him there at Crypto Arena.
He's going to have the Crypto Arena. Yeah. He's going to have a hard time out here, man. And I don't think he understands exactly how much this crowd, how much time I put into this lull in this area. So, he's going to feel it.
To Carmelo's credit, here's a guy who worked his way up, paid his dues. Mm-hmm. Bron Breakker, he's like a second generational guy. We know about his dad, the Steiner brothers. So the road was a little easier for him. You paid your dues, and we have our back behind you.
Appreciate that. Go out there
and defend that title against Bron Breakker.
Well, here's the thing with Bron, and let me just pun on that real quick. You got to give Bron his respect.
I do.
Because at the end of the day, anyone can get the ball. What you do with it is up to you. He got the ball very early with very little experience, and he ran it. You know what I mean? And he ran it successfully for a pretty decent amount of time. So that's why I'll never go on record and bash my opponent.
I'll do it for you.
I was just trying to instigate, but okay.
No, I see exactly where you're coming from, and you're not wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I still do have respect for Bron Breakker and his journey, you know, because it's not easy. And now I have the ball, and I understand the pressure it is to run this ball. So, you know, good on Bron for that. But at the end of the day, he's still going to get smashed when we go to Lowell next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
NXT Battleground is coming to Lowell, Massachusetts, Sunday, May 28th. Tickets are on sale right now at songuscenter.com. The NXT champion, Carmelo Hayes, has been our guest. Carmelo, thank you so much for coming
in here.
Thank
you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carmelo.
And we'll see you in Lowell.
See you in Lowell.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.